This is Standing Watch. And now, Evangelist Norbert Link.
Well, greetings everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. You might be confronted from time to time by religious people telling you you must believe in God, and then everything will go well in your life. And of course, it is absolutely correct that you must believe in God. We in America hear the slogan many times that we are a nation under God. But the question, my friends, is, what God? Is it sufficient that we just believe in any God? Or is it important that we believe in the true God, in the only God as he is described in the Bible? You see, many people over the centuries and millennia have believed in a God or in gods. But God, the true God, has never accepted that kind of worship. And he has said that if you believe and worship anybody else but the true God, then you are actually worshiping idols, man-made gods. And in the ultimate realization, you are actually worshiping demons. Because you see, man has come up with the creation of gods, of idols, under the inspiration of Satan the devil and his fallen angels. Because you see, Satan himself is called the God of this world. And he is being worshipped inadvertently by many people, and they don't even know about it. Now, I don't even want to talk about so-called, quote-unquote, pagan religions. Let's just talk about Judaism, Islam, and Orthodox Christianity. Most people may believe that they are worshipping the true God, and they don't know who and what God actually is. And of course, since they don't know, they are not really worshipping the true God either. For instance, both Judaism and Islam believe there is only one God being. And Jesus Christ was, of course, not a God being. They might look at him as a prophet, but most certainly not as the Son of God. And I'm told, now I don't speak Arabic, but I'm told that on one of the very famous Arabic mosques, there is an inscription saying there is Allah and Allah doesn't have a son. And of course, Judaism doesn't believe in Jesus Christ being the Son of God either. But the Bible tells you, both the Old and the New Testament, that God had a son, has a son, always had a son. You see, you'll find in John that it says in the beginning was the Word, the Logos, the spokesman. And the Word, that Logos, was with God, another being, and the Word was also God. And then we read that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So we see at least there are two beings explained and described, the Father and the Son. Now, when we look at Orthodox Christianity, we find that most people, whether it's the Catholic Church or whether it's most of the Protestant churches following the Catholic lead, believe in the Trinity. And the Western concept is that the Trinity explains God in this way. God is one person consisting of three persons. In other words, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are looked upon as three persons, but they are part of the one person. Now, of course, that is very difficult to understand and to explain, and that's why they are saying, well, it can't really be explained. You just have to believe it on faith. However, the Bible doesn't teach anything of the kind. The Bible doesn't teach you that the Holy Spirit is a person. The Holy Spirit is the power, the mind of God, coming out of, flowing out of God. It can be in you, and it can flow into you, and it can flow out of you. You see, towards other people. In other words, it is the love of God, which has been poured out into your heart through the Holy Spirit, if in fact you have the Holy Spirit. And that love of God then can and should flow out towards God and others. So that is the Catholic concept of the Trinity. Then you have the Greek Orthodox concept of the Trinity, which actually was first, and then the Catholics adopted it and modified it. but the Greek Orthodox idea of the Trinity, which goes back to Plato, Aristotle, and so on. They believe there is only one God being, one person, but this one God being operates in three modes of being, and they call it hypostases. So there's one God being, and he operates in three hypostases, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So how do you explain that? Well, they say, look at, for instance, give a modern example, Barack Obama. Barack Obama, he is the president, he is a father, and he is a husband. So three modes of being within that one person. The only problem is that the Bible tells us that there is communication going on between the Father and the Son. The Father speaks to the Son speaks to the Father. If you want to look at this and say, oh, well, this is just one being operating in three modes of being, that's a funny concept, because then you have a person who is kind of bipolar, or even worse than that, if they also believe in the Holy Spirit being the third mode of being. So you have suddenly a person with three modes of being, three personalities. So that is obviously not what the Bible is saying. But the crux of the matter is that the concept of the Trinity, whether you look at the Greek Orthodox idea or whether you look at the Roman Catholic idea, they say that God always exists in that way, that he cannot exist any other way. God always has to be Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He has always been that way, and he always will be that way. It's immutable, it's unchangeable, it's unalterable. So now, what about Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ clearly was the Son of God. It says in the Bible that Jesus Christ clearly became man. It also says very clearly that Jesus Christ died for our sins. He was dead. He was dead in the grave for 3 days and three nights, fulfilling the only sign he gave to the Pharisees that he was a Messiah. And then we read that God the Father raised him from the dead after 3 days and three nights. Now, what about the concept with the Trinity, both the Greek Orthodox or the Roman Catholic and Protestant idea? Well, they say Christ didn't really die. They say that when Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Son of Man, was here on earth, the Son of God was still in heaven as part of the Trinitarian concept. And when Jesus Christ died here on earth, the Son of God was still alive in heaven. Now, that is not what your Bible says. Your Bible says that if you don't believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, became man, became flesh, overcame sin in the flesh, and died so that he can pay the penalty for our sin, which is death, so that you can have forgiveness of sin. And if you don't believe that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead by God the Father, Paul says you're still in your sins. You have still not been forgiven your sins. So you cannot believe in that kind of a concept and at the same time think that you are walking towards the kingdom of God. You see, my friends, what the Bible tells you is that God is a family, that God has always existed as a family, as God the Father and Jesus Christ the Son. But when Jesus Christ, the Son of God, became man, he didn't exist any longer as the immortal spirit being in heaven as the Son of God. The Son of God became man. The Son of God died. When Jesus Christ died, there was only one being, one God being in existence, God the Father. For those 3 days and three nights, when Jesus Christ was dead in the grave, only God the Father existed as a living God being. But it was God the Father who then resurrected Christ from the dead. Before Christ died, he prayed to the Father saying, glorify me with the glory which I had when I was with you before even the world was. You see, Christ tells you, my friends, that you have to pray to the Father. He says, our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. But he also tells us that we can pray to the Father in the name and with the authority of Jesus Christ. You see, the Bible says that there's only one mediator between God and man, the man, Jesus Christ, emphasizing the fact that he became a man. Now, of course, he is not a man anymore. He was resurrected from the dead as the spirit God being he was before he became a man. But because he had become a man, he can understand our human feelings, our human emotions. He can understand what it means to be a man in the flesh, in the blood, and to go through these temptations and trials we are having. And that is why he is our merciful high priest, who can appear in front of the throne of God the Father to intervene on our behalf. This is what the Bible says. And the Bible says that God is a kingdom. God is a family. At the very beginning, in the book of Genesis, God says, let us make man in our image, referring to both the Father and the Son. And the creation was done through the power of the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit is not a person. If you look at this very carefully, if you believe the Holy Spirit is a person, then Christ was the Son of the Holy Spirit, not the Father. That's not what the Bible tells you. Christ says, if you love the Father, if you love me, he says, if you do what I command you to do, he says, my Father will love you and we will come and live in you. We, the Father and the Son. How do they do it? Through the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit emanates from both the Father and the Son. And the Holy Spirit can live in you. But only if you understand who and what God is, if you understand what the gospel of the kingdom of God really means, if you understand that you have to repent of your sins, you need to know what sin is. If you understand that Jesus Christ became a human being, he was God before he became man. Some say he was just an angel. Nonsense! He became a human being so that he could die for you, so that you could become a God being ultimately, because the kingdom of God is the family of God ruling over the creation. And it is a potential of man to become God, to become a God being within that family. Jesus Christ being the firstborn among many brethren. That is what the Bible tells you. That is the God of your Bible you have to believe in. God the Father, but also Jesus Christ, our mediator, the one who is intervening on our behalf when we are in need. You see, if you believe in anything else but that, you are misled, and you are deceiving yourselves. And you may think, my friends, that God's Holy Spirit is within you, but it may not be at all. In order to understand more about what God says about himself, about your potential, please read our many free booklets. I just quote a few. The Gospel of the Kingdom of God. Another one, Is God a Trinity? Another one, God is a Family. And our booklet on baptism. Again, the Gospel, Is God a Trinity? God is a Family. And the one on baptism. And you will get a clearer understanding as to what the Bible says about who and what God is and what your potential is. And you won't be deceived anymore, thinking that you have already been saved and that your entry into the kingdom of God is guaranteed, because when Christ comes back and you should still be alive, and at that moment God's Holy Spirit is not in you, you will not be changed into a spirit being. You will not be changed into a God being. So it's critically important that you understand the truth on this matter. Thank you very much for listening. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
Standing Watch is a presentation by The Church of the Eternal God, P.O. Box 270519, San Diego, California, 92198. More information is also available at our website, eternalgod.org.